NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome back, and the NBA playoffs have truly been, for lack of a better word, amazing.
As we've got
the 8-seeded Heat and the 7-seeded Lakers, each up 3-1 as of this recording, and just total fist fight, slugfest in the other two matchups.
That's going to be, those series might be over by the time they're hearing this, right?
They could be, and I could be a very happy little chap. But we'll get into all of that.
Devin Booker, Miles is fantastic. Wearing like little pantaloons with like his socks hiked up to his knees, and
little
he's got
Lord
a lollipop.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll have to talk about Book and everything else with journalist and longtime NBA writer Jared Wade on today's podcast. I'm Miles Gray,
and I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles and Jack got my boosties.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Welcome back, one and all of our wonderful Boosties listeners, and welcome guest Jared Wade. Welcome to the show, man. It's really good to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Been a fan for a while and happy to be on.
Oh. Of this
for a while.
Wow. Oh my god.
A fan. Miles, we have a fan in the house.
Wow. But I woo.
I like how professional we are that someone mentions they're a fan and we're like, there's like a beat of silence.
I'm like sweating. All right.
Jabari, you didn't tell us. Oh man.
Jabari, you burned us.
You burned us, man. So you came up a Celtics fan and now you're not a Celtics fan? What happened? What's going on?
No, I was,
man,
a Pacers fan. So I grew up in Maine and I'm probably maybe same age group as y'all probably. But, you know, back in like late 80s and stuff, you really couldn't watch that many games. Right. So I definitely watched like the late Larry Bird era more than anything.
Sure.
My dad was a fan and all that. I didn't really have a team at that point, though. I think the Celtics were like too good for me to like jump on their bandwagon, you know?
Wait, like when you were younger, the appeal of a winning team never caught you. You're like, you know,
I don't know. It's so weird. Yeah, everyone like loves success and LeBron and even like the Jordan era took that over. But I don't know. I never really liked the team that was winning. Like it was when I was growing up, like the Cowboys and the Yankees, like you were lame if you were a fan of them, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I feel that. So I did. And then I remember the Celtics played the Pacers like 3 years in a row in the first round. And I think they lost in five every year. Like they were never close, but I started to like them. And then Reggie came up and I just became a Pacers fan as like someone that didn't really have a team.
That's interesting. I don't know too many Pacers fans who like chose Pacer fandom. But
you mean it not being from Indiana?
Yeah, not being from Indiana.
Right.
That's pretty.
There's not many of us. I've met like three in my life. Yeah.
We have a support group. We all get together.
Yep.
It's really fun. What part of Maine did you grow up in?
Central Maine, Bangor area.
Oh, Bangor. Yeah. I know Bangor. Yeah. I used to play. I was a very competitive ice hockey player as a kid.
No kidding.
And so, yeah, I used to take regular trips to New England to play hockey. I don't ask how a Black and East kid was playing hockey in Burbank, California, and ended up in Bangor, Maine, but it was happening.
Well, specifically, yeah. I grew up in Orono, which is where like Alphond Arena and University of Maine was. So that would probably be where you would have played. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Heck yeah, man.
Jack, come on. This is a hockey podcast now, man. Yeah. Get your hockey hair out. But Jack, you want to talk a little bit? I know we were talking off mic a little bit about some recency bias we're seeing in analysis. Do we want to start off with that?
Sure. We can start. I'm a victim of this too, but I'm just seeing a lot of, I mean, the Lakers series is a great example where I consumed so much commentary from like really smart basketball analysts. I talk about Zach Lowe a lot, not because I think he's like bad, but because I think he's very smart and that I listen to him and, you know, read him a lot. And he basically was calling it a wrap after game two. He was like, that's like the Warriors have figured them out. Like, I don't know what the Lakers could possibly do. The Lakers are a one-way series. They cannot score. LeBron is basically cooked at this point. Right. And it's just, I don't know. Like, that's fine. It's also weird to see. And it's also like underestimating LeBron James, which is never a good gamble. But
yeah,
it does seem to like undercut what is so exciting about this, which is that these are actual people. And it's not like a math equation where you have one team figures one strategic thing out in one game and it's over from that point forward.
Like playing backgammon or something. Yeah. You're like, it's over. Yeah.
I mean, the one team I would say that can be true for is a LeBron James team because he is so shrewd and just like calculating and figures things out. But like for the most part, it's not over after one team wins by a lot. And that's never been the case in the NBA playoffs. So
right.
I don't know. I'm also noticing like different people being a little bit frustrated with the cover. Like Eric Spoelstra at one point, someone was like, what's your defensive plan for shutting down
Randall?
And he was just like, what? First of all, I'm not going to tell you that. But second of all, like, how can I articulate it? He's an amazing competitor and he's going to. And then there was also this like Jokic clip where they asked him before game three, like, do you expect their energy to be up now that they're back in their home court? And he was like, no, my friend, I expect that they surrender and they give us the win. people, I think they're just like a little annoyed with the commentary that assumes like, okay, so we've figured this out and
so it's hooked.
It's a chess match and you guys have figured it out, right? Figured them out. I just don't want to hear anyone saying they figured anyone out because that's not happening.
Right. Jared, are you guilty of the recency bias thing? I mean, I certainly was. I was like, oh, Devin Booker and Kevin Durant have laid down. And I was just like, completely.
After game two?
Yeah. That was a very not good take. But I mean, I'm guessing you do this for real. So maybe you aren't as sloppy as maybe I am.
I mean, I really don't do this for real anymore, to be honest. I'm mainly a fan on Twitter at this point. But like, yeah, I totally, by second quarter of the game two Denver Phoenix series, like I thought that was a wrap. And then I said, we saw last night, maybe it was, right? Like
maybe it is.
They were the better team. And like good teams just get blown out sometimes, right? Like, I mean, the Warriors and the Lakers have both gotten blown out. The Warriors got blown out against the Kings. I think that's what the biggest thing is. Like the point margin doesn't really matter in any playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you won by 20 or you won by two, it's cliche, but like you got to get to four.
Hey, I said in game two when the Lakers were getting blown out, I was like, this is better that it's a blowout for you guys.
He did.
You get to rest your horses. Like LeBron gets to sit back and, you know, analyze. And he's been, as much as he's not the most impressive thing statistically, like he is probably the thing I've been like, I don't know. I'm a huge LeBron stan, so people are probably tired of hearing me say this, but
people would forgive you for being in awe of LeBron James. I
think. Yeah, but that, like, what he's doing in these playoffs is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think that guy, LeBron James, is pretty cool, and that's my take. Thanks, folks.
That's Jack's hot take, brought to you by Sizzler.
Getting to what you were saying, though, when like people are like, LeBron's kind of cooked. He looks a little below in some games. Like he has a bad second quarter and he misses three shots and doesn't do much. But ultimately, he's still LeBron James and he controls games in ways that like no one else can. I mean,
yeah,
obviously Lonnie Walker won that game for them, but like, I don't want to discredit Lonnie, but LeBron gave him the ball and he saw that happening and he just like made it continue to happen.
Yeah. There are some cool things where he like pulled him into like pick and roll action or yeah, like freed him up, got him. Yeah, that it was pretty cool.
Well, let's start with that series with the Lakers and Warriors. Cause yeah, I think, I mean, Jack, we were even talking about this off mic too, about how like we're seeing just LeBron. He's getting into his like wisdom phase now too, where he's like, I don't need to be the most dynamic now, but I can use my savvy to like bring in players like Austin Reeves or Lonnie Walker and like use my outsized influence as LeBron James to like give them the kind of confidence that it takes to show up. And like for like Lonnie put up 15 points in that fourth quarter, which was a terrible sight for Warriors fans, but a wonderful thing for Lakers fans to see. But yeah, I mean, I think it is nice to see him, you know, get a little bit of rest. Like, I forget what was like the shortest he was off the court. It felt like 13 seconds or something. He just came.
Yeah,
right
that
back.
Was almost like, comical. Right. They were like, all right, you're back. But yeah, I don't know. AD looks incredible on D. They just seem to have like figured something out, and just the mindset of the Lakers team really seems to like have things going in a pretty great way. We'll see if like they've gotten blown out and everyone's like, the Warriors have figured them out again.
Right. And it could be a storybook comeback, but we'll see about that. Jared, how are you looking at that series and where you think it's eventually going to go?
I would never count out the Warriors. We've seen them do too much. But that said, they're getting pretty old. You know, Clay's looking rustier than ever. Coming back 3-1 is almost impossible for any team. And even as up and down as AD has been, he's going to have like one monster game in these next three, right? Even if it goes seven. Yeah. So I just don't think they can beat a LeBron team three times in a row, especially with AD playing. I mean, he's still, what, leading the league in block, leading the postseason in blocks, rebounds, I think. Even those games where he doesn't score, he's still a presence in the middle. And we haven't really seen anyone changing Steph's like finger rolls and floaters as much as AD has. I mean, Steph has missed like a bunch of bunnies that he always makes. And he's just like, I don't know, putting more arc on his floaters or not enough or going too high up the glass. And he's disruptive in there.
Yeah, that was something that it seems like they figured out. And Ham has done an amazing job, I guess. I say that like I'm a basketball expert or something, but it seems like he's doing an amazing job. And I think during that game too, like one of the things that people were pointing to is like they need Vanderbilt in there to stop Steph, and like that clogs up the middle and makes their offense like pretty stagnant. And they just put AD on Steph, and like that frees everything up, and that's made them, I don't know, it's just incredible that you can put a center on Steph Curry and he can do as good a job as anybody can do on Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were saying before we start, like for you, these Lakers wins, for me, these Sixers wins are like far orders of magnitude better than the days that our children were born.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're trying to remain calm and rational, but like off mic.
Yeah, I'm saying some things that are getting me in trouble with like my own parents. They're like, I can't believe you would hold that in higher regard. I'm like, there was a pandemic in between. A lot's been going on. So, yeah, my calculus has changed a little bit. I'm not going to lie. All right. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk Nuggets, Suns, and then we'll head on to the East Side right after this.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6. the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And we're back. Nuggets, Suns. Nuggets leading 3-2.
Yeah.
Game 6 is tonight, I guess, when this episode comes out in Phoenix. Man, Devin Booker. These statistics look really good, Jack. I'm no expert either.
Yeah.
These numbers look good.
It's just like the wildest. I was saying this with Jimmy Butler. Like, it's weird when you can try harder to just like make shots better. Just be like, I'm going to make all my shots in the postseason, because like that shouldn't be possible. Defense is harder. It's more tiring. And you're like only missing like 3 shots like a game. Like it's his ability to lock in has been crazy. Really, really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And his partnership with KD, is like, we've seen that really bear fruit, like in a way that at first I was not quite believing. But yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Jokic is
beast.
He's some kind of wonderful, I think, as they would say.
as we always say. He's incredible. Yeah, I'm glad Embiid got his MVP. Now we can all admit Jokic is the best player in the league and just be done with it. Yeah, in the 2 losses, he's been putting up like 50 points and, you know, just having crazy games. What do you guys think? Do you think it's going 7? I'd love to see it go 7, and I'd love to see the Suns be able to deal with the altitude for the first time and like make a pretty good game of it, because all the games in Denver have been pretty kind of they haven't been really very close.
Yeah, as a potentially if the Lakers get out of their series, I would love to see anybody have to play 7 on the other side. So for that very cynical reason, I would love to see that, but part of me just thinks Jokic is just, he's just casually so good. And it's so fun to watch. Like, we always talk about it all the time. Like, he really embodies like uncle in the driveway kind of basketball, where he's just like, just so casual. Like, yeah, I'm bigger and I'm going to make this look so easy. And it's been a bit of a nightmare
No, my friend, I expect them to surrender. I really like that. He's got jokes. He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, I was going to say with Jokic specifically, like, I was trying to hold him accountable, I think, in the last couple of years when he didn't do so well in the playoffs. But it was like, no Jamal Murray. But it's like, yeah, but he's still supposed to do better than that. And now he's got, like, the horses around him. Like, yeah, with, you know, yeah, Aaron Gordon and Porter and just, you know, just a good supporting cast that's solid. And I'm like, oh, no, he's real. He's legit. Like, he can just take over a series. I think he's averaging, like, a triple-double in the playoffs so far, pretty much.
And that tiny horse that he... Doesn't he also do horse racing back in his...
Isn't his whole off season is just going to Serbia and kicking it with horses?
Kicking it with horses and doing like the chariot racing. I call it a tiny horse, and now I'm realizing it's actually just because I've never seen a horse next to a 7-foot dude before.
Right. It's a Clydesdale for real. Yeah.
But yeah, and I would just say, like, in general... A thing that I've taken away from the Celtics series a little bit, and we'll see. But like Jokic's ability to just like distribute the ball and be like he's just seems like he's so fun to play with and like gets everybody involved. And that's the other thing that I've really observed about LeBron is like, you know, he had those first quarters where he like wasn't even taking a shot or was like barely taking shots and right, just really focusing on getting the rest of his team involved and like having that ability on your team, like as the kind of focal point of your team, seems like a good situation to be in. Whereas like with the Celtics up to this point, it feels like they're doing like sort of a one, my turn, your turn type thing.
Yeah. I mean, switching focus to that series, our text threads about this have been so up and down. Whereas every time Jabari and I watch, we're like, Jack, does this give you a little bit of confidence? You're like, nope, I can still see us completely imploding. And it's also similar to like everything I see and hear from other like Celtics fans too. Like they're also like, I don't know, man. I don't know about us either. And it's just funny to see like both teams kind of like, I don't know, but
just like a toxic self-loathing fan off between the 76ers and Celtics fans, I feel like we're seeing. But yeah, I've really seen a lot of myself in the Celtics fans where they're just like, after every loss, they're like, I'm sick to my stomach. It was a gut punch.
Right.
they're struggling. I feel for them because I know exactly how that feels having been a 76ers fan.
Well, and it's got to be wild too because like with the Celtics, like they can beat any team and they can also lose to any team. So having that like duality going into these kinds of series, like I feel the tension around it. But yeah, Jared, what do you think is something amiss? I feel like there's a couple of ways people are looking at this series. I feel like the one thing that I hear a lot is like Boston's giving it to Philly. They're just giving it away. They're just letting them have it. And on the other side, I'm like, well, Philadelphia is playing like a better team. So I don't know if we can take so much away from Philadelphia. And then other people, it's like, well, they got the personnel issues, or Mazzulla's not picking the right lineups. Where do you kind of stand in this series, Jared? What do you see going right or wrong for each team?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's kind of puzzling. I feel like last year the Celtics obviously won the East, and you know, pretty convincingly. And they obviously had the Warriors on the ropes, and they were kind of without Rob. And a lot of the Celtics fans would have told you last year he was the big piece. Without him, we're going to limited. And then he's back, but he's still hurt. He wasn't fully himself. So like that's kind of what I'm wondering now. I mean, they kind of walked through the regular season. They got Rob in there. Personnel-wise, there's not much difference. Like, is it all just Joe? So it just seems like some intangible thing. I mean, I'm not a X and O's expert. They're probably doing different things. But I don't see how they're just this inconsistent when this is supposed to be the finish the job year. They just come out so flat, getting nothing against James Harden. I think people were, you know, underrating his ability to still take over. We saw it in game one, right? But
yeah,
like Embiid's out there with a leg brace on. Come on. Like, how are they just getting smoked by these guys?
Yeah, finish the job. They did have a t-shirt that said finish the job this season. Like that was their team's motto. Yeah, it is. Like, I guess part of me was baking into my assumptions about this series, which my assumptions were like, there's almost no chance the Sixers win. I was baking in Embiid's injury and Harden having like a very spotty track record in the playoffs and Maxey playing badly against the Celtics every time they played the Celtics up until this series. So those are our three best players on the Sixers side. But Yeah, I don't know. They've been able to kind of put some things together, and the Celtics continue to do a thing. Like, I think there's part of it is like there's something with like the alpha, like this is the sort of stuff that I usually think is kind of silly, but like the main person on their team who is not their best player, you know, and I guess that's true of the Sixers too. Like PJ Tucker is like the alpha like person on the Sixers. And he's just like in there because personality reasons and toughness reasons. With the Celtics, it's like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. And like Marcus Smart ends up taking like the big shots a lot of the time. And like that's just not his role, or it shouldn't be his role for the sake of the team. All of that said, all of the things that ail the Celtics seem really easy to fix. So I still think like it's probably easier for them to come back from 3-2 in this series than most teams that I've ever kind of seen down 3-2 before. Right. But I would have
great
said
to see you maintain that pessimism.
Yeah,
I was listening to the episode before the series with you, Jack, talking about it, and you had no faith in them at all. And I was like, yeah. Oh, listen to this up 3-2. I was like, oh, amazing.
still right. There. Yeah,
would love to see the second round as usual, like clockwork.
I'm like just the most toxic parent, where I'm like, well, let's see how you screw it up, kid.
Hey, that's your own kid, man. Yeah, I know, but I've seen it 100 times.
Yeah,
but yeah, it also
it's 3-2. They're playing at home. You gotta have some faith.
I don't know. We're a bunch of bums, really. No. They're doing great.
There is like I keep saying it does remind me of the year the Red Sox finally beat the Yankees. Like there are just these like weird things where it's like, man, it just seems like it's our year, like this year, for like they're just some of the things that have broken the way of the Sixers just inexplicably. Yeah
like even like wasn't like Embiid's like first shot like a step back three that like
bounced
real goofy into the rim, and I'm like, hey, you know what, take that. And I think it's really interesting too, because as those kinds of shots begin to fall, you could really see the Celtics just kind of crumble. It was really, and like the Garden turned into a library. Like,
yeah, it got quiet.
I wasn't expecting like the enthusiasm to sort of like empty out of there so quickly.
There's maybe an overall sense that like the Sixers don't have anything to lose because everybody, all of their fans are like me. They're like, they're going to lose in the second round. That's all right. We're happy you got the MVP. And the Celtics came into the season with like losing in the finals was a failure, and we need the, you know, like there's just an expectation among their fan base and their players, and there might just be like a bit of a tightening that happens with a team like that. That said, they were down 3-2 to Milwaukee last year in this same round, and then came back. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, but they don't have an answer for that pick and roll at the moment, so long may that last for the Sixers.
You know, when Embiid got hurt, I was kind of like, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah.
Sixers doing the Sixers thing.
Yeah.
But that, you know, so I mean, it's pretty much like, who are the Celtics going to play in the finals? Because, you know, that other series didn't seem that serious compared to these two. But
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, the fact that Embiid was able to come back and like get through that injury after missing games and still look this mobile. I mean, it's one thing for him to get buckets and stuff, but he looks like he's moving pretty well. So I would actually be surprised at this point if Boston put it together. They just seem, there's just something off of them.
That is my one hope. I like last week when the Sixers were up 1-0, I think when we recorded, I didn't have as much hope as I do now, because it does seem like Embiid's getting stronger, and we still haven't seen the game where he,
it's his.
Yeah. Where he really just like takes over, and those games they do tend to win. It's not like a thing where, you know, there are some players who will like have 50 and their team like doesn't...
Jokic.
Well, yeah, like with like, Jokic.
Out of mind, yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I will say though, I'm hearing that a lot, that like this Celtics Sixers is like the series that's going to determine who's in the finals. I feel like, speaking of buckets, Jimmy Buckets might have come into this season with a unfinished business shirt, under his wig. Still the coolest thing anybody did this year. I'm waiting to see if anybody does anything in the playoffs that's cooler than Jimmy Butler coming in with a long-haired wig for media day and just like keeping a straight face through the whole thing.
It's amazing. Every graphic they put up on screen every now time. Uses that media photo.
Every time. It works every time.
Because I forget he did it every time, and then I restate it and I laugh all over again.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, well, you were saying, like, Jared, how you think, I mean, without casting any aspersions on the Heat or Knicks, that really the stronger sides are coming out of that other series in the East. But you see any, you know, how are you feeling about the Heat? Do you see them, you know, doing something, putting something together?
I mean, I will say, I would have said they probably had more of a chance than I saw Jimmy get hurt. But then, like, right. I guess he's not hurt. He's just fine.
Yeah, he's again, you miss a game. Injury. Yeah.
You miss a game right. in the playoffs, and I assume it's going to linger. But for both him and somewhat for Embiid, they seem to be fine.
Yeah, right.
But even go back to the hero thing, I mean, they seemed like they were possible when they were beating the Bucks, and it's like, but I don't know, without Tyler Hero, like, this just feels like someone getting hot at a craps table in some way. Like, yeah, I mean, right. I'm watching, you know, Gabe, Caleb, and Duncan, yeah. like, these guys, how are these guys beating anyone? They can beat the Knicks. Anyone can beat
They're
the Knicks.
They're just out of their mind. Yeah.
But is that, you know, because Jabari was bringing this up, is that just Heat culture?
Yeah.
Is it that's just the stay ready mentality that you can just be like, hey, they stay ready.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know. Like, the thing I keep seeing with the Heat is first round. What I saw was an individual player imposing his will on a game unlike I had seen like in ages. But everybody else was like, Milwaukee choked. The Bucks are like the,
right.
you know, and now we're seeing the same thing where people are like, the Knicks are just a limited team and like they're going to lose to Miami because they're limited. And I'm like, maybe the Heat are making everybody look bad because they're right. actually really good and just did what they needed to get through the regular season. And now they're actually really, really hard to beat. And so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But I don't think that the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals is going to be easy for either the Celtics or the Sixers. Whether or not I will be rooting for the Heat is the question. But they look tough.
Jared, quick prediction before we go to break. Who do you see in the finals?
Nuggets, Sixers. Gonna get the Ooh. MVP battle.
Wow.
Okay. I like that. That personally, but I like the idea of it. You know, fandom aside. Yeah.
I'm going to go Celtics-Lakers.
No, still. Jack. No. It's Sixers-Lakers, the Mad Boosties Finals.
Actually, I'm
going
to do Heat-Lakers. I'd love to
see. Oh, the rematch?
Yeah.
That'd okay, be fun. I'm with
bubble,
that.
Bubble, yeah. Bubble 2.0?
Yeah, bubble, double, toil, and trouble. I'm with that. I want to see, like I said, I'll say it again, Jack, we deserve it.
You've been calling
Sixers-Lakers.
Sixers-Lakers. You
know? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to just wrap this thing out with the rapid fire round of questioning right after this.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using promo code DKHOOPS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with promo code DKHOOPS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 and over in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Snag a job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And we're back. And you know what that means. It's time for the rapid fire round of questions. Jared, now, I know you've listened to the show. You are a fan, so I don't have to tell you. But I will for the first-time listeners at home, because there are many, in the thousands, I believe, actually, because this show is on a stratospheric meteoric rise. This is the fastest question and answer segment in all of sports podcasting. What we're going to do, we're going to ask you a question. Don't think about it. Don't expand too much on your answer. Just chest pass it right back. Just keep it quick. Keep it tight. And if Jack and I start rumbling and ranting about other things, like how much we are more proud of Lonnie Walker IV than even Miles Jr., then it'll be on you to say, please, we have to keep this segment moving. And so that is your responsibility. Do you accept the challenge?
I'm in.
Okay, good. Here we go. Brian, start the clock.
So mean to Brian.
It's just the way I started off. You know, I apologize. I text him right after I said it. I go, I'm so sorry, man. You don't know.
You know, I can't control myself in rapid fire.
Jack, you want to go first? I go first. What do you want to do here?
Why don't you go first?
Wow. Again. Okay. Thank you. You're a gentleman and a scholar. Jared, 11 of the last 12 NBA finals have featured at least one of LeBron or Steph. If you were to pick two guys to go on such a run moving forward to take that man, who are you rolling?
Jokic. Jason Tatum.
Boo. Is there a single?
I mean, I don't really believe that. I was just trying to think of the best player.
I don't think
in the
I've
East.
Ever booed now, but yeah. I don't know. Does Tatum. I feel like I feel a statement coming on that I'm going to regret, so uh-oh. I won't say it. But okay. I don't know. Everybody's always throwing up those side by side, like here's Kobe doing this shot and here's Jason Tatum doing this shot, and that feels inappropriate. That comparison feels inappropriate to me when it comes to like having the sickness that it requires to be like right, the level like of that. Competitor where you impose your will on.
Yeah.
You know,
to quote the great Reddit viral video in a comparison like that. Yeah. And if my grandmother had wheels, she could be a bicycle. It's that easy, right?
Yeah. He just seems like a good person, like Jason Tatum, like a nice person, well-balanced person.
Not the singular focus that, you know, just puts you at odds with everybody.
Yeah.
All right, but Jared, what do we say, man? We got to keep this moving, man.
Come on,
I really appreciate that.
Is there a single NBA player you would take right now over the chance of taking Victor Wembanyama with the first pick this summer outside of Giannis Antetokounmpo? Giannis has just reached out to us and informed us that he wants his name taken out of consideration for this question because that has been the answer that everybody's given for it up to this point. And he said, I'm actually not interested in being traded for Victor Wembanyama.
I would take the guy that I would have said for the last answer if he had been in the East, and that's Luka.
Mm. Luka over Wembanyama.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't watch a ton of guys who are not in the NBA. I've seen the clips, obviously.
Yeah.
There's a little injury risk. There's a little everything risk with someone who's not in the NBA, and I think Luka's the real deal. So, and just the age thing, right? Like the guy like Jokic and Embiid and stuff, they're a little too old, I guess, to be like a 10-year run.
Yeah.
We like Luka around here, definitely. I almost called Jared Luka. I don't know why. I got Luka on the brain. Jared, what is your favorite NBA city to visit? And what is your must-have meal in that town?
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some ropa vieja. Wow. Some good old Cuban food, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
With a mojito, man. Of course.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. You can take any former Pacer and put them on this current group in Indy. Which former great are you choosing to make a run in today's NBA?
I mean, the best player they've ever had for today's NBA is probably still Paul George.
Wow. Interesting. But that's kind over of, that's Reggie.
Kind of cheating. Yeah. Over I mean, Reggie. I wonder.
Over Roy Hibbert. Wow. Interesting.
I was gonna say Jermaine O'Neal was a monster.
Yeah.
In his best years before he got hurt.
He was, man.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to see Rick Smits against Embiid real quick. I'm just curious just to see, like, prime Smits. Because, you know, he was prime always... I mean, not to say that that's the right answer, but I am very... Because of how highly Shaq would always speak of him, I would be curious just to see if you could simulate that, what that looks like, or if he's just getting absolutely dusted. I don't know, but it's something.
I mean, he would get dusted, but, I mean, he's 7'4", you know? He's a big boy, so he's one of the few people you put up next to Embiid and it would actually, like, look normal.
Yeah.
And finally, Jared, the most important question of them all. Jack or Miles?
Gotta go with Jack.
Yeah! Woo!
Okay. I was telling Jabari that I know Jack actually more from crack days from that podcast than I do from basketball, probably. So,
yeah.
So I've been a fan since
we got a ringer, baby.
You brought a plant in. Well, great to have you, Jared. Next week, my mom will be the guest on the show. And who knows?
Can't let me get a winning streak. Can't let me get a winning streak.
Yeah, just a full-on plant for the next one. Oh, man. Jared, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Where can people check you out, follow you, and all that kind of good stuff?
On Twitter, Jared_Wade. That's probably the best place for any basketball takes. And then I'm on Instagram, Wade Jared.
There it is.
Do some photography over there.
Oh. We also asked our Boosties listeners to vote on the best postseason player so far, and the results are in. We got 40% Jimmy, which is who I would have voted for, I think.
Jim He Butler?
Jim He.
Yeah.
Him He Butler?
Yeah, Himmy. I'm sorry, Himmy Butler. Yes.
28% Booker, 15% Jokic, 15% say other, AD, Steph. But I think someone's got to come take that mantle from Jimmy at some point.
It's going to be Lonnie.
Lonnie.
Yeah. And Austin Reeves.
I got to say, Lakers fans are really good basketball fans. Like, I was on what was supposed to be like a work call with super producer Sophie Lichterman from Cool Zone Media behind the Bastards. And she was talking nonstop for 20 minutes about how they need to get Lonnie Walker IV more involved and why isn't he in? And that night he put up like 20 in the fourth quarter. It was really, and she's like, I've been talking about this for 2 months, and Lakers fans are really basketball fans.
He was producing for us, and I was always a big Lonnie fan, and then he kind of went back of mind. But anyway, shout out to Lonnie Walker, the fourth quarter god.
That's right.
We all know about you. And we also asked if we might eventually see a 2020 finals rematch. 43% of you said, yeah, LA would make it. Miami doesn't. 30% said yes. 22% absolutely not. And 5% said Miami makes it, but LA doesn't. Well, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Mad Boosties.
People are sleeping on Miami.
Definitely. BOOSTIES to follow us where you get all kinds of fun stuff like that. That'll do it for us this week.
Go Sixers. We'll go Lakers.
Go Lakers. Go everybody. You know, go everybody.
Hey, you know? We just want everybody to have a good time out there.
Yeah. What if we just cut the trophy up into 8 pieces, right?
Thank you. That would be nice. Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. And hopefully we'll be very happy little chaps after that. But we shall see.
Good day
to you. Bye.
Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.